Facts allow you to make decisions in unpredictable times. Get the facts you need from the Wall Street Journal. From free coronavirus updates to daily deep dives in our podcasts and videos, WSJ is a trusted source in uncertain times. Visit WSJ.com.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, May 19th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. The $3 trillion stimulus package passed by the Democratic-led House last week faces tough odds in the Republican Senate. A chunk of the money would go toward helping Americans pay their bills, but the GOP feels those payments could actually slow down a recovery.
Yeah, that's part of the Republican concern, partly about these payments and partly about unemployment insurance that's larger than what people can get from working, is that they're really trying to tie additional aid to work, whether it's incentives for companies to keep paying people as they have reduced hours or hiring bonuses or something that sort of is related to work.
So what should you expect from a second round of stimulus payments, if anything? Coming up, Wall Street Journal reporter Richard Rubin will explain where negotiations stand on Capitol Hill.
Robotics, artificial intelligence, augmented reality. The future is here. Listen to Tomorrow, Today, with the Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything, the podcast that takes you to the front lines of science and tech and shows you what's coming next. Look ahead. What do you hear? The Future of Everything, from the Wall Street Journal. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Many Americans have already used up the $1,200 stimulus payment, and lawmakers are preparing a new round of checks. But an aid package passed by Democrats in the House last week is a long shot in the GOP-led Senate. Wall Street Journal tax reporter Richard Rubin joins us to explain why. So, Richard, for Americans, a new round of payments could definitely come in handy. But what would it say about the health of the economy?
Well, and I think it's what it would say about the health of the economy that's making it unclear whether there's going to be another round. If there's another round, that's really a signal from Congress that they think we're in for a much longer haul of a recession and recovery here, the sort of swoosh shape recovery that you hear people talking about, as opposed to the quick bounce back V shape, where you kind of wouldn't need more payments because people are going to go back to work and have jobs and spend money and everything's going to kind of be more back to normal by the fall. So it's almost sort of an indicator of where the political mood is about the economy. And that's what you're seeing as Congress talks about whether to have more payments.
So Republicans in the Senate feel that more stimulus would not only paint a picture of a still ailing economy, but could in reality slow down a recovery?
Yeah, that's part of the Republican concern, partly about these payments and partly about unemployment insurance that's larger than what people can get from working, is that they're really trying to tie additional aid to work, whether it's incentives for companies to keep paying people as they have reduced hours or hiring bonuses or something that sort of is related to work. And this policy, you know, has been money just going to people all over the place, regardless of whether they're working or not. And it's not that Republicans are necessarily opposed to another round of payments. They're not dead set against it. I wouldn't discount it maybe happening, but it's certainly not the, you know, most popular thing right now among Republicans.
Under the stimulus proposal that so far has been approved by Democrats, how would the dollars differ from the first round?
So that bill that passed the House last week would have $1,200 per adult again, but then it would have $1,200 per child as opposed to $500 per child. And it also allows those dependent payments to go for college students and adult dependents, and who were both sort of excluded from the first round of payments. And so this next round would be in all maybe 400 and some billion as opposed to about 300 billion from the previous round. So that's a pretty significant jump in terms of the size of what we're talking about here.
Now, this proposed stimulus package is retroactive. What exactly does that mean?
Well, sort of. I mean, those changes to allow adult dependents and college students, those changes in eligibility would be retroactive. So there'd be additional payments that people would be eligible for if you're in those groups and didn't get it the first time around. And then the second round of payments would be prospective, would be going forward.
Is part of the reason for the rocky path toward resolution here due to the fact that there really isn't a blueprint to refer to, like comparing it to the 2008 recession?
Yeah, it's really about trying to figure out what it is that Congress is trying to do. Is it trying to sort of plug holes in people's budgets? Is it trying to get people to spend money? Is it trying to encourage people to go back to work? Like, the Congress, you know, so far has really tried to do all of that. And there's, you know, something to be said for that approach of let's just try everything. But when you're trying to evaluate a particular policy, then you're trying to think about, well, what are we trying to do here? And these payments can serve some of those ends, but not necessarily all of those ends.
Now, the topic of limits on state and local tax deductions is still being put on the table. What's the status of that?
Yeah, that's not going to happen. That was in the bill that passed the House, and Democrats really favor it, but Republicans are sort of vociferously against that. And so you may see some compromise on some other things, but that's certainly something that is not attracting a lot of support among Republicans.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal tax reporter Richard Rubin. Richard, thanks for coming on the show.
Yep, thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.